Welcome to PodMetro, the official podcast of the Intellectual Property and Technology Law Club, University of Ibadan, bringing you updates from the bustling world of IP.
Hello guys, what's good? What's popping? How are we doing? Okay, so another episode of Beauty Spotlight, and today we have Fiatimo in the building. Okay, Fiatimo is a photographer, and first introducing to you, who will be playing a game. Fiatimo, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready. Okay, so the game will be true or false. I'll ask a series of questions, and you'll say true or false. Your name is Fiatimo.
True.
A student of dentistry.
True.
First sneakers over corporate shoes.
True, false.
You're the last one?
False.
You don't have a girlfriend?
False.
You're in love with your course of study?
True, outside Nigeria.
All of us want to jump back. You started photography in 2019?
True.
You like Amala?
True.
Music helps your workflow?
Very true. Thanks to Eminem.
Okay. Let's begin. So everybody, I'm declaring my easy fandom for his work right now. So photographers usually put watermarks on their pictures, right? And you also do. So if I say picture, I see Fiatimo, I'm like, oh, Fiatimo took this picture. So why do you think that we do that? Why do you think photographers do that? Watermarks on their pictures. For background sake, guys, so watermark is when a photographer puts their name or their brand name on a picture they have taken. Okay, so Finn.
Like you said, if you see an image of Fiatimo on it, you're going to Fiatimo that took this image. So the major reason is for publicity, right? Because people want to get more jobs, people want to be noticed, right? That's why even big photographers on Instagram and all, they still put their names and their watermarks on some images. They are making millions of naira, so many products.
I like the sound of media.
So the major reason is for publicity, like so you know that this work of art was created by this particular person. So you might not see this image on my page, you might see it on the banner somewhere in Kaduna. I shot this image in Lagos, but so that you know that okay, when you see this image and you see a watermark, that is this person that created this image. And then the second reason is for legal reasons, copyrights, should I say infringement? Copyright reasons, right? Don't want people to be taking a screenshot of this and going ahead to re-edit and then printing it on t-shirt or printing it on 3 minutes and start saying that it's their image and they want to sell it for 100,000 naira. Meanwhile, that image is worth probably $1. So that's major. That's another major.
Okay, guys, you heard we have an enlightened person in the studio. He has already told us about copyright. Yeah. Okay, Buffy, what if the person, so the scenario you just painted, they take a screenshot and they re-edit, you know, quite a number of adjustments and then publish it as their own? Don't you think that it's a new job, like it's a new work?
New work, what sense? Like,
okay, so there's something in copyright laws that if the new job, right, or the supposedly new thing, as they've expended enough energy to create that thing, that is an entirely new job and new person has the copyright. What do you think in this case?
I feel like if, for example, I post an image on Instagram and an artist decides to paint that image from scratch, that is a new job.
Exactly.
But if someone takes a screenshot and frames my own image, right, probably increase the saturation or something, probably some grade there to make it seem more artistic. That's still my image. It's not, there's nothing creative about that process that person has done. And work they've done is not enough to one quarter of half of what I did.
Yeah.
And so it's still my work and I can sue them to court and
Gosh.
How much they are, make so much money.
Okay, guys, so that was actually supposed to be a trick question. I said I was going to say that, oh, it's like, now it's work, oh, you get it, but yeah, it's correct. That is not enough novelty to the work to make it a new work. But if an artist maybe creates something in their own art media, then that would be, you know, like a substantial work. But still, even then, they might have to ask me for approval. Yeah, so let's just move on. So, right enough of that, who do you think owns the picture, photographer or the client?
The photographer owns the picture. It's just an image of the client, so it's the photographer's image, and because of how much time I keep to create that image, shooting, cutting, editing, whatever he does to make that image a masterpiece, copyright. So, from the point where he clicks the shutter, copyright of that image is in his possession, right? And the image is one of the client and not necessarily for the client.
Client, can you hear when your photographer takes your picture? Still for the photographer. Okay, so there was a recent scenario where Jay-Z has sued this photographer. Photographer had taken his picture for an album, a really old album. But now the photographer is selling it as, you know, art. And I think he's also doing the merchandise and selling it. Jay-Z is suing that he didn't give permission to use his likeness. So he's standing on the grounds of privacy stroke image rights. And the photographer is saying, oh, I have copyright to this image, so basically I can do what I like. What do you think? Do you think that you as a photographer can, you know, duplicate your work in many mediums, sell without telling the subjects in the image?
Well, I think one thing that you mentioned that Jay-Z did is he said he did it without informing. I feel like as much as we own the image or images, right, it's only right and it's just correct to inform whoever you are. Whoever's image you are framing or whatever you want to do with it. Just to let you know that, okay, for example, I have this art exhibition coming up and this image I created is going to be displayed. You can decide to attend, you can decide to publicize, no problem. But I'm just telling you that your image is going to be more people see it. And if someone offers to pay $1 million for it,
money.
I can decide to sell it. Just to let them. So I feel like that person, the photographer, knowing how popular Jay-Z is, and how much wealth he controls, or how wealthy he is. It's just the right point to achieve that. Oh, so this is what I'm going to do this image, right? And I can even advertise or give you a free piece, right? Oh yeah, it's your image, so why not just have a free merchandise?
Okay, I think the reason why there was an issue is because, you know, as you said, Jay-Z is very popular. Popular people like that, celebrities tend to, you know, gain from using their likeness on things like t-shirts and all. So, I think that it's been pretty painful for Jay-Z to just see that, I saw it making money off my face. Because that is like celebrity power, do you get? So I think that's one of the reasons why it's like a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm sure if he takes my picture now, and he says he wants to frame it and exhibit me, I'll be happy now. Let's leave that one. Let's leave that there. Okay, so the proper thing to do, really, as I said, is, you know, you should ask your clients for permission, because yes, they don't want to be driving across the bridge and seeing their face plastered on a billboard and they're like, what's going on? And then also, if you work with models, you should probably have them sign a release form, so it's legally binding that, you know, they release this image to you and find it for so and so and so, and then yeah, that's it. Okay, so if you're paid extra, like extra money, to remove your watermark of your pictures, you do that. We're talking about $30 billion.
Ah, okay. I think you already had the answer to that question.
I didn't say 1,000. I didn't say $30 billion.
Yes. I mean, it's just one image now. But actually, it's just, depends on offering to pay extra. If this client that photograph and says, oh, please, if you take off a watermark, I'll pay 2,000 naira. please have it. Let's talk.
No, but seriously, some clients want to probably use it for their birthday jotters, or they want to use it on their company website, yeah, or they want to put on the billboard, and they don't need your watermark there. So, like, that's a valid reason. And of course, let's put it aside, you cannot pay $30 billion. So, would you remove it?
For the purpose of printing, sure, no problem, I'll take it off. But when it comes to posting on social media, Instagram, I want that. And like I said, it's a form of publicity. If you are really happy with the image, then why would you prevent someone else from get such a good experience? And so, fine, I can take it off. You to print on Jota, you probably don't even have to pay me for that. I'll give you an extra duplicated copy.
So, watermark.
Yeah, but when it comes to watermark my images for media and publicity, it has to stay. And the money comes in is if you are buying rights to that image, and that one is an entirely different.
Exactly. Okay, so writing up on what you just said, a photographer can license the rights to his image to another party, and it can be maybe exclusive or non-exclusive. It means that if it's an exclusive one, it means that the person is signing off the rights to now has all the rights to make copies of it, make derivatives of that image, to print, produce in any form. If you remove your watermark, the client eventually gets to remove the watermark for one reason or the other. Do you feel like your copyright is going with that watermark?
At all, never.
Is it right?
Because, I mean, have stated in whatever conversation or document we are signing off that, okay, I'm paying you to take off your watermark, but the copyright belongs to you. Or I'm paying you to take off the watermark and copyright now is being transferred to me. They've been out of copyright transfer.
Terms and conditions.
But taking off my watermark is not equal to the selling off my right to that image. And I have to get my lawyer, like IBK, to come on.
Yes. Okay, guys, so you heard, and it's really correct. Taking off his watermark is not equivalent to him losing his copyright. However, there are two types of rights for photographers to their images. There's moral rights and there's economic rights. So the right that I can say in my losing is moral rights, which is the right to be named publicly as a photographer. Has someone ever posted your picture without giving you credit? Okay, so this would be like Instagram, post a picture, they don't tag you, or they don't mention you in the comments. Has someone ever done that?
Just one person, or I should list the tens of people that have done it. Many people do that. You know, for some of them, I want to believe that they actually, honestly, forgot. Right? But I think there are others that they are particular, like I even there are other photo shoots that they did and they actually didn't give any credit to the photographer. Many people even think that once you pay for a shoot,
you don't owe your photographer.
I mean, I can't drag someone by the ears to court. I'll just probably tell you, oh, you didn't tag me on Instagram, did you forget? They're like, oh no, it was. But it was not a mistake. I don't want to tag you on Instagram. I don't think I want to want such a person in our future, but I don't think I would want to drag the person on Instagram or something. It's not my job. I mean, there are people there that are already educating others. The person doesn't want to learn too bad. But I don't think I want to work with that person.
Okay, so I think that tagging the photographer on Instagram or mention them in the comments is not really necessary. That's not the point of IP, right? Whether or not they tag you, it's like a moral obligation. It's something they choose to do or choose not to do. However, it is very good to tag your photographer. But then when they don't, you don't think that there's really no problem. It's just that you're losing the publicity and other things that you could have gained. Whatever. So now imagine someone takes your picture, they post it as theirs, maybe they wipe off your watermark and put their own, put on Instagram. Now, do you think there's a problem there?
Sorry, can you see that?
Say someone takes your picture, you post it on Instagram, but now it's not your watermark that is there anymore. They have removed your watermark and they have put their own.
a picture I created.
Yes.
And someone, they took off my watermark.
Yes. The audacity to take off your watermark.
Then they probably re-edited and then someone else watermarked.
Yes.
And pushed it.
Mm-hmm.
And they are definitely taking a conversation with that person. So, one, I know how much work I do for something to that image, and you can't just come and before I even decide to take action, I'm pretty sure that people that would have seen it and probably already dragging the person from.
And they would tag you like, come and see, what's going on?
I'll just get there and I'll just come and complete the legal process. You take legal steps, bring that person to court, make like 20 million naira off the man.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And that's also something income.
You have to pay for emotional damage. I mean, I must have cried. I couldn't emotionally attach to that.
Deep stuff, right? Okay, so I think the first line of action would be reporting to Instagram. You can always tell Instagram to take down someone's post for copyright infringement purposes. So if the person maybe doesn't take it down and Instagram is not doing what they should do, can pursue the person legally.
And spiritually.
Thank you to God. Okay, so there's a thing that photographers do, guys. They may have an event, and then, okay, say if you get an event for a wedding, say if you get a job or a booking for a wedding, and it's like, oh, I can't do this alone, right? I need another photographer to assist me on this. And it calls another photographer. That other photographer, does he, okay, let's see your agenda. Do you own the copyright, the image to take for the photographer? Do you get my point?
Yeah. Because, I mean, copyright is anything that's created.
Okay, so sometimes photographers get jobs and then they need the help of another photographer to complete it. So that's called like second photographer is second shooting for the original one of the work. So say I get a booking for a wedding and I want Finn to come and second shoot for me. Finn, do you think you would own the copyright image to take at that wedding?
Yeah, I do want or images I created them, and while shooter was probably getting an image from an arm, I was probably getting it from another arm, and it's probably my own arm that's standing with the image there. I created that image, and I own every right to that image, and I'd like to even give you a scenario. This popular photographer, wedding photographer on Instagram, I would not want to mention his name, and he actually blew from second shooting.
Hey.
Right, creating like shot and Bella Niger carried and like, oh my god, so so imagine a scenario like that. So because I'm second shooting, I should now
I know, right?
Somebody,
the right to blow.
Exactly, and I could now save it. Alright, so second shooter is the owner of all his images because it's probably his camera, it's his work.
Yeah.
We are paid to the second shooter still. Which he can decide whatever he wants to do. He can frame it and put it through, frame it and set it, or whatever.
Okay, so ordinarily, yes, that is correct. However, that's like an employment scenario, right? So, if the terms were to be changed, they should sign a contract or something saying that now this is an employment situation and every photo you take for me belongs to me. So, as a second shooter, even if you are taking the finest pictures that day, it belongs to the person that got the job. That is when, like, the stance can change, but if there is no legal agreement, no clause saying that, means that the second shooter has right to know of his pictures.
Thank you. Okay, so
let's just do a thing. Mobile photography or shooting with an actual camera, which one would you prefer, or which one would you go for if you had to do just one for the rest of your life?
Shooting with an actual camera. Yeah.
Do you ever shoot with phones?
Well, I only did that when I was starting up. Well, actually, I still do it kind of like if I see a beautiful sunset, I could decide to take a picture of that or a flower or something. I don't so much on my mind to mobile photography. I know, like I mean, it's of course beautiful. There's so many things that do it. It's wonderful. But I guess I just don't have that much interest anymore. It's just doing that after a camera.
Okay, guys, there you have it. We have come to the end of this episode with Pia Timo.
Thank you for listening. Please let us know what you think on Twitter and Instagram at IPTLC_UI. Until the next episode, bye-bye.